right then. Ah, not seeing. Right, okay. Good morning. Well, we realized last week, couldn't believe that we didn't do it. Because you know when somebody has a birthday and Bruce always says, can we sing happy birthday too? But of course he didn't say, can you sing happy birthday to me? So we forgot to sing last week, except in the car park. So I think as the birthday was this week, we should sing today, right?
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bruce boys. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. And you're thank you also for the card and the gift.
Thank you're very you. Welcome.
Very generous. Thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome. So, clothed, disclosed. Done again. Clothes. It's all right. Ignore me. So this morning, our message from Bruce is going to be about clothes. So I decided to get on the bandwagon and remind ourselves that we are clothed in righteousness. We're clothed in salvation. And it says in Isaiah 61:10, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Amen. So we have much to celebrate being clothed in righteousness. Because of all that Jesus has done for us, it seemed a good reason to sing, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. We are ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven.
Praise My Soul. Restored, forgiven, through the light.
dear, sorry. Such a wonderful hymn. We're going to sing, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
You now know that Brian is making his way to Christchurch because his son David has been taken into the hospice there. He has his cancer, and it's not a happy situation really for them as a family, so we need to remember them in our prayers. And also very recently Ernie Edmonds passed away after a long illness, and the service, the cremation and the service after at Barton is on this coming Friday, 10:30 at the cremation at the crematorium, and 12 o'clock at Barton Baptist. So we need to remember Pat and the family in our prayers as well. So let us come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for your love. You are a loving God, and we praise you for who you are and for what you do. You alone are the one who can save us. You alone are the one who can be there for us at every point in our lives. Because when Jesus died, he said we would receive a comforter, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we know that the Holy Spirit lives within us and with all true believers. And so we have the Spirit to guide us. We have the Spirit to strengthen us. We have the Spirit to be there for us through thick and thin. And so we've got so much, Lord, to thank you for. And we thank you for the wonderful world that you have created. And we pray for this world. We pray, Lord, for the leaders of the nations. We pray, Lord, that they may know your wisdom. We pray that there might be true unity among them. We pray that there might be an end to war, to terrorism, and to all acts of violence. We pray, Lord, for all the people that are there to serve us. We think, Lord, of nurses and doctors. We think of the police service. We think of the fire service. Oh, Lord, there are so many people there ready to support us. We thank you, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that we will be ready to help people where we can. Lord, when we see people in need, may we respond to that need. And may we know, Lord, that you always will be there for us. You will guide us. You will give us the resources that we need. So, Lord, help us to be a true servant to people in need. And help us, Lord, with our own lives. Lord, some of us may be weary. Some of us may be unhappy. Some of us may have pain. Oh, Lord, there are different situations. But the great thing is that you are with us. And you will carry us through all difficulties. And so we want to praise you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that this world will be filled with people who are ready to serve you, Lord, and to share the truth of the gospel, that you are a God of love, but much more than that. You died for the sins of people, and you have the gift of salvation. We can't earn the salvation. It's by grace and grace alone. But we thank you, Lord, that it's available. We enjoy it, but do we share it? Lord, may we share the good news to as many people as we can. And may we have the joy of seeing your kingdom extended. And Lord, we want to pray also for each other. We want to pray, Lord, for those that are on our hearts and minds at the moment, where there is need for special prayer. We pray for Brian's son, David, taken there into that hospice. We pray for David. We pray for David's new wife. We pray, Lord, that you will enter into that family and their need at this time. Keep Brian safe as he journeys, Lord, to Christchurch, and be all that is required in that particular family. Lord, we thank you for the life of Ernie Edmonds and the way he served you. And we pray for his wife, Pat, and for the whole family. Be with them, Lord. Give them your peace. Help them, Lord. It's a difficult time, but we pray, Lord, that they will know and they will cherish your presence through this time of saying goodbye to Ernie. But Lord, we thank you that he is now with you, and that is a wonderful thing. We pray for John and Margaret. We thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, for their faith. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to keep them safe when they're there at home, as they are, of course, all the time, at home, on their own. We pray for Stuart. Lord, not easy for him to walk about in his own home. But, Lord, we pray that you will keep him safe. And, Lord, we want to thank you for Stuart's faith. We thank you, Lord, that he has been your servant for many, many years. And we pray, Lord, that you would be present with him now, and that he might know continually your guidance, your safety, and your comfort. We pray for Rita. We ask, Lord, that you would help her as she recovers from the cataract operation. Be all that she needs. And then, Lord, we pray for each other. We pray for Richard. We pray for Jillie and Robert. We pray for Deborah and Graham. We pray for Bruce and for his family. We pray for Jean. We pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, be with us. Help us to be your faithful servants. Lord, may we serve you by being lights in a world of darkness. So, Lord, will you shine through us, and may the glory be yours and yours alone. In the name of Jesus, we bring this prayer. Amen.
So we're going to sing "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace," and the chorus says, "O Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul."
Be a channel of your peace. There is hatred, let me bring your love. Channel of your peace. there in life, let me bring home. Where there is darkness, only light, and where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never see so much to be consoled as to console. Understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. This is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving to all men that we receive.
Now we come to our scripture reading. Deborah's kindly agreed to read this to us without any warning, really. Thank you.
The Bible reading this morning comes from Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him.
Amen.
So this is a song we've probably only sung once before, but fitted in with Bruce's message. I've lost it now. So when you get to O Spirit, be the star, take out the two. O Spirit, be the star. So the words say, No, I was just pointing that bit out first. I was just looking at, you wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be like you, Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. Amen.
You are the God of
Jean, it was a hope and thought that Deborah, Graham, Eunice and myself would come and see Stuart this week. However, things have happened in this week that I think would make it difficult for me. I'm not doing very well with the changed medication that I'm on this week. And of course we have the funeral and some visits too that I have to do. So I wonder whether perhaps we can come the following week. And to save keeping you from getting back to Stuart afterwards. And I don't know how Deborah and Graham feel, because
I thought you said this Tuesday.
We did. But as I've said, I don't think I personally am up to it.
We can't come Tuesday. Yeah, we better look, because we've got a lot on as well.
Are you busy the following Tuesday, Sherry?
It can't be the following Tuesday.
It can't. No, no, I don't want. I want to change it from this week.
We won't be able to.
We won't be able to do it then,
because we've got stuff to do.
What about the week after?
What beginning? What week?
Is that the 22nd? Thursday, the 22nd.
Oh yeah, we can do it that week. Yeah.
If it's
not this week, we can't do it, definitely can't do it the week after.
Because you know
it's
we've got
week.
On.
So how was it Tuesday? What days
are best? That was the Thursday the 22nd, you said?
Yeah, Thursday
Bruce
the 22nd. I thought you said Tuesday, Bruce.
Tuesday, do you want
Tuesday? Or do you prefer Tuesday?
Either Tuesday or Thursday.
Take your pick.
Tuesday?
Tuesday the 20th. There's no luncheon club during August, so it makes it easier.
I've got everything in the diary.
Yeah, I have.
So you'll come back to us if that's not possible, yes?
Yeah.
So do we have a time that you want to loosely arrange, or...?
Do you want the morning?
Yeah. How's 11 o'clock?
11,
yeah, that's okay. So that's Tuesday the 20th at 11. Good. Sorry about that, but thank you very much. Thank you very much. Right, so. All right. At the end of July, we came to the end of the messages that I'd planned for that period from January on, I think it was. So then I thought, well, what am I going to do? And I thought, I want to do something different. I don't want to spend so much time searching in books. And I thought, when I was baptized, my pastor had appealed previously to the congregation. That's why I was baptized. I went forward. But there were 40 people that went forward. And afterwards, we would have baptismal classes. Not all 40 at once, no. But Eunice and I turned out to be the first, six, I think it was. And I said, well, where do I come? Where are you? Oh, I'll give you my card, he said. And he gave me his visiting card. And on the back were 4 points, 4 words. And that was the sermon that brought forward 40 people. I'm not going to come to you with just one word and have that effect. But I did think I'm going to look at what the Lord will do through me if I choose just one word for every week until Christmas. So, watch out. And the first one I'd written down, I thought, clothes. Well, what can I make out of clothes? Oh, I had to rack my brain for that one. But of course, as we heard in the reading, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself, and we'll look at what it says in a moment further. But there we are. There was the word, clothe. What I want to do first of all is to say that we see in this passage that Deborah kindly read to us, it says, God chose them. And you know what that means? God chose us, number one. Two, he set them apart. And that's too true too. He sets us apart. Says then he loves them. Well, we know too, don't we? He loves us. Then it said, he has forgiven them. He's forgiven us, hasn't he? And you know, those four things, chosen, set apart, loved, and forgiven, do you know what they add up to? They add up to grace. Yes, they do. Grace. Because he chose us. We didn't choose him. He set us apart. He loved us. He forgave us. That is grace. because we didn't do it. God did it. Jesus did it. And that is grace. We couldn't earn it. No, of course we couldn't. But this is what he did for us. So, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, we are to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. To clothe ourselves? Well, yes, to put on, to be seen in our lives as chosen people who have clothed ourselves with those wonderful things. First one, compassion. So isn't it wonderful that our Lord has a wonderful understanding of us? He knows us, he understands us, he understands about our faults, our hopes, our fears. He understands everything about us, and he is there, filled with compassion, filled with compassion to give us. But what is he saying? Oh, we say more than that. He is saying, clothe yourself with compassion. So when people see us, do they see compassion? Do we have an understanding for other people's needs? Do we show such a love that will meet their needs? Do we show that we're willing to be a servant for them, to meet their needs? Can people see that we are clothed with compassion? And the next one is kindness. Oh, are we kind to other people? Or are we just kind to a few select people? What is it that people see in us? Are we truly clothed with kindness? Because if we're clothed with kindness, that surely means that people can see kindness coming from us at all times. All times? Yes. If we're clothed with kindness, people will know that they can come to us and receive the kindness that they might receive, might need at any time. And then the next one, humility. Well, what is it we sang in one of the hymns? God loves to see humility. He loves to see humility. In other words, he loves to see humility in us. But my friends, what do people think of us? Do people see humility? Or do they see us sticking up for ourselves and not letting anyone else get the better of us? Do they really see humility? I will say this, that humility is, according to some of my ministerial colleagues, something that they said, and I think particularly of Boyd Williams, we see humility in you, Bruce. Well, I'm not sure, but I can be shy in a crowd, so I don't speak so much if it's in a circle of people I don't really know. So was it shyness or was it humility? He said he saw humility. But do we see humility in other people? And are we willing for humility to be seen in us? And the next one, gentleness. Are we gentle? Or are we like a bull in a china shop? People should see that we have a gentle side to our service for God. A gentleness as we exhibit our faith. Servants of God, yes. Are we gentle with what we do? Are we gentle with what we say? And then comes the next one, and I almost fear saying it. The next one, we are to clothe ourselves with patience. Well, that's the opposite to humility in my book. I find patience very, very difficult. But what we're being told, we should clothe ourselves with patience. In other words, other people should see that we are patient people. And as I said, I find that very difficult. And particularly when driving, if someone does something silly, I get all uptight. There are times when, even at the present time, when they're trying out various medication on me, and some of it's not working, and I'm sorry, but Eunice would know that I'm not very patient about it. But we need to examine ourselves. We need to see where we are not properly clothed with these things. In this one, I need to do all I can to show patience, and yet I find it hard. And you know, this is why, isn't it, we can trust our God. This is why we know He loves us. He chose us. And He expects and He wants to see kindness, compassion, humility, gentleness, and patience within us. So, where are we? Are we truly clothed with those things? In other words, when people see us in our daily lives, in our service for God, in their service for people generally, in our habits, in our daily life, do they see compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience? And if we have a problem, like I have a problem with patience, then, my friends, we need to do something about it. One thing I've tried to do is to, when I see something that I don't approve of, I count to 10 before I say anything. It can work. But you know, it doesn't matter what we choose, does it? If we put our faith in God, He will help us to conquer the things that need to be changed in our lives. There isn't a perfect person in this world, but we are being trained to be perfect. We are being trained surely to be Christ-like, to be like Jesus. And when I feel tempted, that's the big thing that I try. I try and see Jesus. And as I see Jesus, I'm confronted with a very patient God. He's patient with me. He's patient with us all, if we're honest. But you know, my friends, it says, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. Why? Because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. And he goes on to say, humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. And you know, as we seek to clothe ourselves with these wonderful examples, we will find that gradually God will help us to overcome any problems that we have. 1 Peter chapter 5 and the last part of verse 5. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because he says again, God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble. It's all about grace. If I conquer patience in my life, it's not my own strength. It is God working in me. It is God working in us. And so I want to repeat what I've already said. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, we are to clothe ourselves with compassion, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness, and with patience. In other words, we're to put those things into our lives so that other people can see them. It's as if we're wearing them. We are. We're revealing them in our lives. And if we have a problem, take it to the Lord, and he will, and I know this, he will help us to conquer the problem, the fault that we have, and he will help us to shine and overcome. Because scripture teaches us, we are the overcomers. We overcome all that would separate us from being God's humble, God's compassionate, God's kind, God's gentle, God's patient servant. May it be so for his glory. Amen.
What had happened. You okay? So we're going to sing An Army of Ordinary People, A Kingdom Where Love is the Key. And the chorus says, a new day is dawning, a new age to come, when the children of promise, that's us, shall flow together as one. A truth long neglected, but the time has now come, when the children of promise shall flow together as one.
City of light to the nations.
To stand up for this one if you can. Anna. It is indeed. Yep, it does get faster. And the very bottom, which is kind of like a fifth verse, is actually lie, lie, lie. So if you remember, you probably know that anyway. I think that was everything in that one. Oh dear.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Into our hearts. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Different places, He made us one. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Loving one another with the love that He did. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus turned that sorrow into dancing. Jesus turned that sorrow into dancing. Change our sins of service into rivers of joy. Jesus turned that sorrow into a dance. La 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 la.
Let us gather together and share the grace.
What is that? Two and one. Change.
May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.